Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, verses 33 through 37, we read these words of Jesus. He said, "Again, you've heard that it was said of those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you've made to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for that is the throne of God, or by earth, for that is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for that is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. No, let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." So, for anyone who is rather uncomfortable with Jesus' teaching on divorce in the preceding verses, I think his next few statements really clarify his primary intent. Jesus, as I mentioned before, wants us to recognize that the making and taking of vows is very serious business. Jesus wasn't so focused on chastising people who were enduring relational fractures. No, he was intent on impressing on his listeners and on us the significance of vows made and taken, pledging ourselves to others, making well-intentioned promises, committing or recommitting ourselves to God. That's terribly serious business. In fact, making covenantal statements are such weighty matters. And frankly, our inability to keep our word is so commonplace that Jesus suggests that it's better for us to refrain from swearing an oath about what we will or will not do. It's better to forego making a promise than to break our word. You know, Jesus' encouragement is that we get in the habit of speaking simply and plainly in all circumstances. Jesus said we should respond to requests made of us by saying yes or no. Any further comment or commitment can be hazardous. In truth, and we know this, we often waffle and waver when someone's asking something of us. We say, well, maybe, or we need to think about it, or I'll try, when we know our answer should be a firm no. We hem and we haw. We make excuses. We set conditions. We put off making decisions even when we know our response should be a resounding yes. Whether it's not wanting to disappoint people or conversely wanting to impress on others our effusive commitments, you know, either equivocating or overpromising is a less than faithful and forthright way of communicating and living. You know, Jesus wants people of faith like us to speak clearly and to act decisively. You know, making grand promises or vowing to do big things or cavalierly committing ourselves to more than we can accomplish is both unwise and unfaithful. You know, a simple yes or an honest no is often the best way to communicate our positions on matters great and small. Speaking plainly, speaking clearly, without making promises you can't keep. You know, do not give your word unless you're absolutely sure you can make good on it. If you do make vows and commitments, carry them out to their completion. Now, we've all broken promises at times and failed to follow through on commitments we've made. And thankfully, Scripture asserts that God does forgive us for those shortcomings. However, with that said, the goal is still before us, to be people of our word. So, the question that I want you to wrestle with today is just to think about the commitments you make or break, whatever it is, and ask yourself, why do you tend to promise more than you can deliver? And why do you often make commitments you can't fully keep? And then as a practice, for the remainder of this week, try to do it all week long. When responding to requests, don't say maybe, don't say perhaps, don't say, oh, I'll have to wait and see. Say either yes or no, and leave it at that. Let's pray. Lord, you know, we too often make casual promises and give our word without fully counting the cost. There are so many times when we equivocate instead of speaking simply, clearly, honestly. Help us, Lord, to be more careful when we give our word, and help us to have the resolve to make good on the commitments and vows that we do make. Lord God, prompt in us a willingness to communicate clearly by offering a simple yes or no, rather than committing to more than we can deliver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.